I like the simple ancient wisdom. So for me, it's as simple as your thought creates your reality. When you're setting goals, you're simply capturing your best thoughts and reminding yourself of them so that you create that reality rather than some unconscious intention.
Okay, hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with Doug Bennett. And today I am joined by Brian Main. And he has a website, The World of Goal Mapping. And we're going to make sure that the website and some various bits and pieces and free stuff is available within the show notes. I'm very excited about this because I love goals and I love mind maps. So I think there's some kind of combination here, and I imagine I'm going to be spending a small fortune on his website. There's no affiliate marketing situation here. I just think if you've got goals in your life and you want to get it into the 21st century, you probably need this stuff. Over to Brian. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you've been doing this for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about it. What excites you about goals and how it features in your life?
Yeah, I suppose it was the turning point in my life was understanding that long-term success is not an accident. Ultimately, it's a decision that somebody makes. We can have sometimes a piece of random success, but if we are not living with a success mindset and being conscious about our goal setting, I don't think it leads to a successful life. And so that was a big turning point realization for me. And I had grown up in an unusual life. I was born into a traveling funfair family. And as well as traveling on the funfairs, my father would take all of his funfair equipment to the seaside and open up for the tourists on the Isle of Wight during the peak summer months. And so we'd stay on the Isle of Wight for 4 months each summer, tourist business, and then we'd travel with the funfairs for about 4 months each year, and then we had a winter base by Heathrow Airport, and we'd park up for the cold weather months. And that pattern ran every year of my life up until I was 18. And I really didn't go to school very much. And the little I went to school was divided between different schools because we were not in one place all the time. I dropped out of education before 13, about 12 and a half. I wanted to leave. It was the normal thing for people of my generation in that traveling community. Mm-hmm. Because at around 13, really most people would leave and go and support the family and work with the family business. It was quite hard to maintain a normal education if you're moving around. It wasn't deemed the most important thing. It was more important to learn about business and life and be part of the community, and quite an insular community in many ways. And so I left school just before 13, and with no qualifications, of course, and unable to read or write properly. Partly that was my lifestyle. And partly it's because I have dyslexia, and so I just found the academic side of life quite challenging. It didn't stop me from aspiring to achieve things. I was very committed to working with my father's business, and gradually his tourist business on the Isle of Wight grew much larger than the funfair business. And so we started spending more and more time on the Isle of Wight because the season became longer. And then at 18, it changed completely, and I became the youngest person in the UK at that time to be given an entertainments license, liquor and entertainments. And I opened a disco, and I was the youngest person in the country to do it. And I had a lot of fun, but also it was a business, and I was in that business, and it became very successful, the disco. I was in that business for 13 years. But then life changed quite dramatically. That change was really the end of tourism, mass tourism, here on the Isle of Wight. In the late 1980s, airfare prices came down, and English people en masse started taking their holidays in the Mediterranean, especially my customers with the disco, they were all going to Ibiza and places like that. And so tourism ended on the Isle of Wight, and it was a very tourist-dependent area. It's not real industry on the island. It's tourism and service industry. And it was a very sad time where a lot of the old family businesses on the island went out of business. And my family's business was one of them. And so at age 29, I found myself. I was very wealthy about 25. By 29, I was £1 million in debt. This would have been like 1993. And my home had been repossessed, and my possessions, like my car, had been repossessed, and my marriage had come to an end. I had no qualifications. I was £1 million in debt. Couldn't read or write properly, and had never had a formal employment. I'd always worked for myself and my dad in the family business. So it was looking really bleak. And it wiped the whole family out. My brother's home was repossessed, and my mother and father's home, they were about 65 at the time, that was going to be repossessed also. I mean, it didn't seem like there were many options open for me work-wise. I just didn't know what I would do. Hid from the world a little bit for a while in sort of shock at it all. But then I was offered an opportunity to work with a direct sales company on commission only. It wasn't something I particularly wanted to do, and in fact, I wasn't very good at it when I joined. But it was a life-changing experience, in particular because in joining the sales organization, I was introduced to the science of positive thinking and how to set goals in a conscious, effective way. And that had never been explained to me before. Positive thinking, I was sort of considered it just to be something quite fluffy and somebody's opinion. So, you know, be positive, be happy. It's good advice, of course. It's not always so helpful.
If it's just a statement, it's like it needs some background to it. It needs some substance to it, you know. Yeah, I get that, yeah.
And that was the turning point for me, was that in joining this sales organization, I was sent on a training. I didn't even want to go on the training. I was told, go on the training or leave the team. And so I went, and my mind was very closed. But the trainer who ran the day was just a brilliant guy, really, a real pioneer teaching the science of positive thinking and effective goal setting. And he opened it with the statement, famous statement that most people have heard by Henry Ford, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And most people will have heard of it in one form or another. I'd heard of it. It wasn't something new revelation. But before that point, I had considered it to be Henry Ford's opinion, you know, be positive. But when this trainer, this man, explained the simple science of how a positive thought starts in the middle of the brain cell and it stimulates the arms, the dendrites. If the thought's positive, the serotonin release not only gives us a good feeling, but it helps us to make connections. So when we think a positive thought, we trigger the release of the chemical serotonin, same chemical that is released, of course. If we take an antidepressant, such as Prozac, but if we learn to train our brain and we choose, and for me that was like a big realization. If you choose, I was quite an unconscious and reactive person when I look back. So something would happen in my day I didn't like, and I'd throw my toys out the pram, and I would be reactive towards the situation. And I was unaware even of my own behavior. And if it was pointed out, I would justify it and say, well, that's just the way I am, and I can't help it. And, you know, it was almost like I was arguing for my weakness, as Stephen Covey would put it. So a lot of realizations came that you can choose that thought, even when something negative may happen, it triggers you into a bit of negative. Within a few moments, it's a choice. If you choose to hold that positive thought on yourself, on your life, on your situation, that releases serotonin from the end of the brain cells, gives you a happy feeling. And very importantly, and this is a point that I think a lot of people miss, serotonin is a neuroconductor. So it creates creates cohesiveness in the brain. When we hold a positive thought and we make that brain cell connection, it gives us that moment. And that's the joining of the brain cells coming together. We have that, yeah, I can do this and it produce this, and brain cells joining. Then, of course, they break apart again afterwards. And this is why it's important to understand how to effectively set goals, because we want to take those good ideas, those moments of inspiration, we want to capture them in the most powerful way possible so that we remind ourselves of what it is we want to achieve. We re-establish that brain cell connection, and that in turn helps us to build our belief and move towards the things that we've decided are important. And so I took that information and I run with it, because I was in a really challenging situation in my life, and what I needed was something to hold on to and dig into. And so I threw myself into the practice of positive thinking, and this a man sort of took a liking to me and would show me how to use different techniques and explain goal setting to me and how to influence your subconscious mind. And along with many other things, the first big goal for me was learning to overcome my reading and writing challenges and teach myself to read well. It took me 1 year to do that, to learn to read well. Within about 18 months, I could speed read. And then another big turning point was this same man who'd become my coach for a few years. He suggested to me, once I could read, because I had a real hunger, it felt like a key, set me free. And he influenced me into reading more and more personal development rather than other things. Because he said, look, it's a gift. And I think for a lot of people in adult life, and they will take reading and writing for granted because they've been doing it many years. If you can't do it, and then suddenly you can, it feels like a special thing. And so I was reading at that time a book a week. I focused the reading onto personal development, and it was a big insight for me to realize that all these different personal development books were basically saying the same thing, which is that lasting success is not an accident. It's purposeful, and it comes from having an intention and capturing that intention in the form of a goal, an ongoing intention that we have about our life and how we would like it to be. And so really that was the start of a new journey in my life. I'm 60 this year, back in February, and I was around 30 when I learned to read, and my life changed and has been for the last 30 years focused on personal development, teaching it to others as well as, of course, using it in my own life, in my own journey. And it's ongoing.
It doesn't stop, does it?
I've been looking back a lot this year on it all, because it feels like a milestone for sure.
That's some story. That really is some story. And I love it. I read self-development books. My wife says, you know, why don't you read fiction? And it's like, well, you don't get anything lasting out of a fiction book. But no, that's good. Big, hairy, audacious goals. Okay, so I would say that, you know, at 30, late 20s, learning to read is a big goal. But since, I mean, you scanned across the beach. Brian looks out over the beach at Ventnor. Right now, that's got to have been a goal at some stage. I mean, I know they probably don't let too many successful people off the Isle of Wight, but so do you have any big, hairy, audacious goals? Either that you've completed or that you're working on now that you're happy to share?
But the big ongoing goal for me that I've been working on since around 1999. is to help lift 7 million lives with the different systems for success that I've created over the 30 years. And so far, they've reached about 5 million.
Awesome.
Different forms. So for me, that's like the big purposeful goal. Within that, there have been a lot of other meaningful big goals for me, particularly around writing the books. So the children's book was a really important goal for me. And it was really to prove to myself that I had not only learnt how to read, but I'd also learnt how to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to write the book in a very specific way so that I could explain the science of positive thinking and how to command your subconscious for success. I wanted to communicate that to young children. So I wrote the book in a very specific way, and it's actually published as a book for all ages. Then the goal mapping book was my other big goal, if you like, to be the balance in that I was teaching a more scientific approach rather than a story approach for the children. And so those two things together. But the other books, which are self-mapping and life-mapping and are more spiritual in their content, have also, for me, been big goals. In these more recent years, the last 3 years in particular, I decided to focus all of my attention into creating a piece of interactive online software for people to set their goals. Because in terms of how can I reach the most people and have the most influence, it wasn't really by writing another book or traveling and speaking at another conference. It was really to be able to spread the work online wherever possible. And there are quite a lot of people that teach the goal mapping system. So I wanted to create something that would work like a hub and help to unite people. And at the moment, we have 20,000 users on that. But my big goal is that we will have 70,000. And that will be a reflection of also reaching my big lifetime goal of 7 million. There's more than a million children so far that have used the school system of goal mapping. There are many big businesses, Microsoft, Siemens, Disney, that will use the adult corporate version. And then there are public workshops and regular presentations. And many of the coaches and trainers will attach the system to something else that they also teach. So it has a life of its own these days, sort of beyond me. And a lot of my goals now are really about how I can help to feed the fire, so fan the flames a little, while at the same time giving myself a little more freedom, because I feel like there are some more things still that I will develop. And I have a new program that I've been running the last year called Warrior Within. A lot of my big hopes and goals for the future are very much focused around that now, because it encompasses my work in a good way, I think.
So tell us a little bit about Warrior Within. It sounds very Tony Robbins-y type.
It is all of my mapping systems, so goal mapping, life mapping, action mapping, self mapping, gradually over a 7 week period. So 2 hours per week in the evening. And underneath those four mapping systems are seven principles that form the teaching of self improvement and whole brain activation. So the idea of the program is to help someone map out what it looks like when they're being their best and living their best life, and to understand the fundamental principles of how creation and goal setting work, so that they both lifted in themselves, finding their inner warrior, finding their inner spirit, as well as being clear about their path, their purpose in life, the journey they're going to make. And the different tools like goal mapping are really the tools that help people move along their journey. So a big part of the program in Warrior Within is about helping people rebalance themselves if they feel they've been out of balance, and to clarify their sense of purpose, energize themselves during those 7 weeks in the program. We have a whole buddying system and a special online area for it, and to get focused and use the tools to help them move forwards towards those things they desire. Goal setting, it isn't a once-off activity. It's something we do all of the time. And I encourage people to have key goals for different areas of their life, health and wealth and sense of peace of mind and those things, so that we're setting the goals in a balanced way. The goal mapping system, like the other systems, seem to work quite well for people because of the sort of combination of the use of words and pictures, helping to stimulate both sides of the brain. And so while I continue to teach goal mapping and I continue to have my target of reaching 7 million people around the world with it, and many of them accessing just the free paper templates and instructions, so different people will have it in different ways. The workbooks and my shop books continue to sell and be circulated. And the online program is really just helping to connect people with using their different maps. But now with Warrior Within, it allows me to encompass all of them together in the 1 7-week program. I've run workshops for years, and the thing that I've noticed is that in the workshop, I'm not able to take the person on a journey in the same way as I can online if they're connecting once a week, over 7 weeks, 2 hours a week. And in each of the online sessions, it's a combination of some group work, buddying up with your one-to-one person, and obviously learning content and using the techniques. So it seems to be working really well, and I can see how I can actually get that out to quite a lot of people. And so most of my big goals looking forward now are around scaling that program, because from that I know many others will go on to teach the different mapping systems, and that in turn reaches a lot of people, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's like a new stage in the journey for me is how it feels.
Excellent. You've got to find a way to start this goal-setting malarkey, haven't you? It's the biggest, most important thing that I've come across in my life to change things for me. The great news is that, you know, there's a taster opportunity on your website, so that people can have a go and see if the combination of the words and the pictures will work. I mean, I just wrote mine down in a little notebook, but that was in 2004. So, you know, things have moved on quite a bit since then. And now we have, everybody's got a phone in front of, you know, sort of walking around, sort of tripping over things with the phone. So I would strongly suggest people have a look and start, and this is a perfect way of starting to find out about it. Then, you know, if it grabs you, and there isn't any real reason why it shouldn't grab you, because your life will be so much different if you just have some goals, and investing 2 hours a week over 7 weeks, 14 hours, less than a day, I'm sure you can make a big, big difference, huge difference to your future with that rather modest investment. Now, there's going to be a cost, obviously, but it's never a cost, okay? People need to understand that these things are an investment. They're an investment in your future, and you'll always be paid back multiple times, whatever it takes. But I would urge you to, you know, check out the website. It's goalmapping.com, and have a free taster. See what you think, so that we can help Brian on his route to 7 million lives impacted. That would be my little plug, and I've done it for you. Normally I let my clients do it, but I think it sounds so much, you know, I don't know. Did it sound too, it's almost like I've got an affiliate partnership program, but honestly I haven't. I'm just out there. It's like, you know, people need goal setting. It makes a huge difference to your lives. You need to have access to it. So
thank you.
No, that's no problem at all. Now, we did have a couple of questions. We've gone totally off-piste, and it doesn't really matter, because, you know, I think what you shared with the scientifics, it's a little bit more than the reticular activating system. There's a little bit more about, you know, serotonin and the connection of the dendrites. Okay. So that was useful. So before we go, I'd like a nugget from you. I'd like a thing that everybody needs to know that we haven't just covered all off already. A nugget from you on goal. Yes, goals do come true. A nugget from you that we haven't touched on already. Over to you.
I like the simple ancient wisdom. So for me, it's as simple as your thought creates your reality. When you're setting goals, you're simply capturing your best thoughts and reminding yourself of them so that you create that reality rather than some unconscious intention. Because so many people actually have great power but are focused on what they don't want, and they're simply creating more of what they don't want. And so for me, goal setting is about capturing the thoughts of what you do want. And whichever, there's lots of ways to do it. So whichever way is good for you, but it's, as you said just now, Doug, just go do it. Because it's not the hearing about it that can inspire us. It's the actual doing, having the goals down, having a map. Got mine right here. It's always out somewhere here in my folder.
So there we go, folks. Action, most important. The ancient truths of life. And as I say, just get going on this, folks. You just got to get going on it. You'll be amazed at where you end up. Brian, thank you very much for joining me today.
It's been a
pleasure. And let's see if we can get you closer to that 7 million lives that you're going to affect.
Thank you very much, Doug. Wish you well. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.